Every single action that you have ever taken started as a thought. So when you change the way you think, you will change the way you act, and you will change the way you live. That is hyperconscious.
No matter what you're going through right now or ever have gone through, the only way your life changes is if you change first. That is what we are here to help you do.
A huge shout out to our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast, for sponsoring this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode where we chatted about the top regret of the dying and how to avoid that. Today, for episode number 313, we are going to do a scratching the surface episode on enjoying the experience versus getting the result. Can you get both?
And can you integrate this the two? Can you have your cake and eat it too? That's going to be what we're going to talk about.
I never really
sometimes
got that.
You can, sometimes you can't.
I really got that.
Well, you will after this episode,
okay.
Maybe.
Perfect. Go on.
Folks, I want to talk to you a little bit today about coaching. So the more people Kevin and I meet that are at the top of their game, that are the most successful in their relationships, in their health, and in their businesses, are people who hire coaches. Jim Rohn says that those who need it most are sometimes the least inclined. I just want to encourage all of you to give it a try. Again, I have two spots open. I think Kevin has three.
Yeah.
And we really want to help you win on your own terms. At very least, get more clarity about what you want in your life. Come give it a shot. No contract, no obligation. Just pay week per week. And we want to help you as much as possible. Remember, this is the top of the funnel, so to speak, when it comes to the personal development content that we're able to provide. And it's a little more palatable. But remember, one unique customized call could get you more clarity than any of these podcast episodes could, just because it's specific to you.
And speaking of specific to you, we have created Hyperconscious Nation just for that reason.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can join a community of like-minded individuals and feel like you belong, feel like you can be your authentic, vulnerable self, and get loved for it.
Sounds good, man.
Not bad, right?
Not bad.
Not bad, right? TheHyperconsciousPodcast.com. Click join hashtag Hyperconscious Nation, and you'll be entered into our exclusive Facebook group. Alan is losing his mind over here. All right, so today we're going to talk about experience versus results. The reason that we're talking about this is because a lot of our listeners are more experience-driven. If you're an obliger, you're probably experience-driven. If you're like somebody in finance, you're probably results-driven.
Right.
Right? You're focused on the numbers. You don't care about the experience necessarily. So how do we help these people figure out whether or not they're experience or results-driven?
One thing that I will say, the academic world, school report cards, were you really good at getting an A? And was that the result that you wanted? If so, you're most likely more results-driven if you really cared about your report cards. If you didn't, you were probably more experience-driven. That's one thing that I've noticed.
Okay.
I went to school, college, with a lot of engineers. Engineers tend to be very results-driven. They tend to care more about numbers and metrics than people who aren't. So if you're very engineering-esque, if you love mathematics, you're most likely more results-driven. If you are not, you are most likely more experience-driven. But let's get clear on that. You had a good example that would help people get clear.
Yeah, so I think if you... So a good friend of ours, Eddie Pinheiro, your World Within YouTube channel and Instagram and all that, he's been on the podcast a few times. So he has a video that's called Running in the Rain, and I think it was one of his first big hits. It has a couple million views, I think, now. And it's basically talking about, like, the night before, you said you were going to get up at 6 a.m. and you can go for a run. But when you wake up, it's cold and it's raining.
Right.
If you're the type of person that says, well, I want the result, right? I have a marathon coming up, or I have this going on, or I said I was committed to this, or I have a, you know, a partner, like whatever. If you get up and go versus staying in bed and saying like, ah, that's going to be shitty. It's cold out. It's raining. Like, ah, my shoes are going to get wet. I'm going to get wet. If you have to run your results through the filter of an experience,
right?
That's kind of like, that's how you know. That's how you know. I used to be far more experience-driven than I was results, and I've kind of switched that a little bit more. I'm trying to land somewhere in the middle so I don't hurt people's feelings.
Right.
But I think that's a good way to do it. Like, would you get up and go for that run?
Me personally?
Well, no. I mean, if you're listening.
Oh, right.
I know you would.
Yeah. I mean,
probably wait till the last minute.
It's interesting because...
Missed the joke completely.
I did. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was listening to something recently by Darren. He says, make sure you focus on the most important things before you need to. He used an example of his wife's brother who was very experience-driven, but then his daughter got cancer, and all of a sudden he got very results-driven for his daughter. He was, you know, willing to be there for her. The result that he wanted was spending time with his daughter because he thought that she had such limited time.
I have a great analogy.
So, like, all the other experiences that he used to say yes to, he stopped caring about because he was so focused on that one result. Now, the other thing I want everyone to realize is that a result can be an experience. So, for example, if the result you want is to visit Egypt and see the pyramids, that's a result. How you get there is the experience along the way. So there is a way to integrate these. Go ahead.
But this was what I was going to say. Experience versus result. And you're going to enjoy this. If your dog was to eat something poisonous to them, you're not going to care about the experience of the dog while you're grabbing him and putting him on the floor to get that food out of his mouth.
Right.
You only care about the result.
Exactly.
If a police officer comes into your house, you call the cops and say, somebody broke into my house, they're probably not going to be very nice.
Right.
Like, hey, ma'am, how are you? They're there to do their job. They're there to get a result. They're exactly. there to keep you safe.
Right.
Same with a firefighter. Right. If you're in a fire, you're going to get pulled out of that fire. You might be by your hair.
Right.
But it's the result versus the experience.
Exactly.
So that's another way.
So the question becomes understanding yourself and figuring out when and where results-driven is better and experience-driven is better. I would argue that if you want quality time with your intimate relationship, focusing on having a fun, unique experience might be better for that particular goal that you want of having a wonderful, intimate relationship. Whereas if you're trying to get wealthy, you got to focus on the result of saving money versus spending it now, which is the second thing on the whiteboard.
Yeah, so the number two thing is locking in on the result you want. You have to know, because this is going to give you another, it's like setting an intention. If I go to a network, a networking event, I can't even talk. And my main focus is to have a good time.
Right.
We'll just frame it that way. Versus get 5 new clients. That is a completely different networking event.
Right. Completely different experience.
Exactly. So if I go there with the result of I am going there to get 5 more clients, I'm not going to care as much about the experience.
Right. You're not going to be as focused on what you're going to get for lunch.
Right.
You're going to be focused on who you're sitting next to
exactly.
at lunch.
And my questions are going to be different. And the way I start conversations are going to be different. And adding value is going to be different. So you have to know the result that you're looking for. And then that's going to allow you to understand the trade-off that might happen.
I want to go down this road quickly.
Down this road.
Because we've got 18 minutes on the clock, and I think this will resonate a lot with our listeners and with you, Kev. So I remember back when I had a 3.4 KD in Call of Duty. For those of you who don't know, that means that for every time I died, I killed at least 3.4 people. Kill to death ratio. I looked at the kill to death ratio as whether or not I was successful in Call of Duty. That was the result that I wanted. I wanted to increase my KD. The way in which I played the game had to be completely different than if I wanted to maximize kills.
Yeah.
Because if you don't care about dying in the video game, then you're just going to run and gun and
die
a bunch.
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
But if you care about KD, you have to be much more strategic. So the way in which you operate in your life is the same way. What is the result you're looking for is going to completely change the way you play the game.
So, and I touched on this, right? You have to know the trade-off.
Right.
You have to know the trade-off. So even in Alan's example, if he's playing a different style of game, I like to use the fighting analogy. Like, if you got to know the trade-off versus the future potential, right? So if I want to be a fighter, there's a couple things I can do. I can fight smart and be more defensive. I can be a savage and just go for the knockout.
Right.
But I also have to understand that there's a chance I get knocked out.
Right.
Right? The result I'm going for is a knockout. Sometimes the experience means I'm going to get my ass kicked a little bit more than if I was going for a slow win. So let's do it with an example that you guys might like more than getting punched in the face. Saving money.
And or KD.
And or Call of Duty. Saving money versus traveling now.
Mm.
The experience of traveling now versus the result of saving money.
Right.
If you are looking to save money, there are certain trade-offs that you might have to be willing to give up that other people might not. And that this is why it's unbelievably clear to go back and figure out what the result is.
Right.
Because somebody who is financially set might want the experience of a vacation.
Right.
Right? That, and the result of that experience is going to be relaxation. versus you want eventually to take a vacation, but right now your experience has to mirror what your eventual result is. It's a very, I just want to preface it, like, this is a somewhat difficult concept to explain. Just remember that, like, a lot of this is delayed gratification.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that more, but if it seems like you know what you want, okay? If you want more income, if you're listening to this right now and you have some sort of, maybe it's a fitness business, maybe it's an interior design business, whatever it is, you want more income. That's the result that you want. Your experience on the day-to-day is going to have to be different. You're going to have to maybe make cold calls.
Right.
You're going to have to focus on learning more about marketing and sales and prospecting. Your experience is going to depend on the result you want, basically, at all times.
Right.
At all times.
And you're going to have to prioritize your decisions based on which is more important to you. And the ultimate goal, I think, is to maximize the results and the experience. So here's something. We have four things on the board. One's get clear. One is lock in the result you want. One is know the trade-off now versus future potential. And then the last one is delayed gratification. Your World Within Live. We were at a place called Margaritaville. Kevin and I got very clear on why we were in Florida. We were in Florida to host an event to change the lives of people who came to Your World Within Live. We were there to network and to add value and to basically build bonds with other speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's clear on the result. Even though we're at Margaritaville, where 90% of that hotel, 95% of that hotel was there to vacation. We were on the beach. But our goal, our result, mattered more than the experience of being on the beach.
Yeah.
So, number two, lock in on the result you want. We wanted, again, I just said that, know the trade-off now versus future potential. I don't know about you, but sometimes during that day at Your World Within Live, we were on the 11th floor overlooking the ocean, and there was a huge pool below and the boardwalk at Hollywood Beach, Florida. Beautiful. But we're not there for vacation. We're not there to enjoy ourselves. We're there to get a result, which is to add value and to create allies and to network. Okay. And to get clients as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, delayed gratification. I don't know about you, man, but I had constant pulls of like, I wish I could be on the beach.
Yeah.
And I had to consciously choose, that's not why we're here. That's not why we're here. Everyone in that hotel who was at Your World Within Live was there to learn and to grow. That's the result they wanted. Therefore, their experience, they had to delay the fun of the beach a little bit until later that night, obviously. Everyone else was there for the experience, not the result. And that changes everything. And I think that's a good example of you're going to have to at least stay hyper-conscious of this process.
Yeah. And so the example that we came up with for you guys, and this is something that it took me a long time to break this. So this is actually quite a personal example for me. Choosing an audiobook over Netflix or a song. Maybe we could even do that. Because Netflix, I mean, if I'm waking up at 4:30 in the morning, I'm not going to watch Netflix. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe. But
I've done it before.
What I would do is in the morning, in the morning when I'm foam rolling, I could do an audiobook or I could do music. I could easily do Spotify.
Right.
Now, this is delaying gratification. Guys, this is a great example of it. Over the last couple years, my morning routine is only for a result.
Yeah.
It's not for the experience. Like, I don't enjoy foam rolling. I just know it serves me. I don't enjoy listening to an audiobook at 4:30 in the morning by myself.
But you do enjoy being smarter.
Absolutely.
And you do enjoy being stronger in
Absolutely.
The gym. So you're giving up an experience short term for a greater experience.
And that was all based on, Alan and I had a conversation. I don't remember what podcast it was after, but I was like, dude, I'm not smart enough. Straight up.
I remember that.
I cannot hang in these conversations with these people. I can't do it.
Was that after Brandt? With Hibachi?
I don't. No. This was way before that.
It was.
That was a thing for me too.
Okay.
But that was more like
that was
business.
Yeah.
Before that, it was like, dude, my intelligence level is not where it needs to be, and I decided that was the result. The result I want is to be smarter. What are the trade-offs? At 4:30, I am getting up early already, but I'm not going to be listening to Eminem. I'm not going to be listening to Big Sean in the morning. I'm going to be listening to books.
Right.
Delaying the gratification of, like, it would be really easy for me to listen to something right now, or it'd be really easy for me to catch up on UFC, but, right. Like, I need to get better right now. This is the result that I have chosen, that the result dictates the experience. Mm. And that, for me, that's like a very personal example. But I want you guys to see, like, if you go back and listen to episode 1, if you listen to episode 20, if you listen to episode 100, if you listen to episode 200, you'll see a difference in me and Alan. Mm. That's because we are focused on the result. So when we're podcasting with you, we can give you guys the experience, kind of.
And the result.
Yeah, we're trying to give you both.
Right.
We're trying to give you both. We have the result. Like, what do we want the listeners to take away? These four things.
Right.
The experience is how we deliver it to you guys. For you.
Which is why I'm glad you're funny.
It helps.
Man.
Sometimes I am, not always.
So, Kevin also locked in another result recently that I think is valuable. You wanted to squat, what, four?
405.
405. Okay, so...
And I wanted to bench 275.
It is not the result you choose. It is what the result will make of you. Kevin wants to squat 405. Now all of a sudden he's up listening to audiobooks foam rolling every morning. Would you be foam rolling if you didn't have that goal? So the results you choose in advance are going to force you to take a look at your daily habits. And the thing that's not on here that I think is actually the most valuable part of being more results driven, let's be real. All of us should take a look at which one we're leaning towards. We're all righty or lefty. I know that I'm more results-driven, for sure, than experience-driven. I know that. I'm righty. So I probably should listen to music occasionally instead of every single time I get in my car. It will not move without an audiobook. It doesn't. It just doesn't. So maybe occasionally I could listen to a song and enjoy myself. As a matter of fact, Emilia said recently, sometimes when I get to her house, I'm a little stressed. And the reason why is because a lot of these books are a lot of feedback. And especially the Darren Hardy program I've been taking lately, it's like, oh, God, I'm Jeffin. But anyways,
Jeffin.
Figure out which end you're on. Are you results-driven or experience-driven? If you're way too far on the experience side, maybe the results and the outcomes you're producing in your life are not as good as you'd like. Start to work on that. If you're way too results-driven and you're totally giving up all pleasure, maybe work on the other end, which I've been doing lately, actually. You know, the bottom regret. The fifth regret is I wish I let myself be happier. I've been doing a really good job lately.
Good. Yeah, I think, you know, it's this balance. It's this balance. But if there's something that you want, if you have decided I want this result, by definition, you're going to have to either get rid of some bad habits, most likely, right? You're most likely going to have to switch some habits.
Right.
And sometimes those habits for you might just be like, it's uncomfortable. I don't want to do it. Okay. Mm. Like, some things are going to be uncomfortable. Do you want the result, though?
Interesting.
Do you want the result?
You remember when we had Jarek on, and he said, design your ideal day?
Yeah.
It's interesting because the macro result you choose, the day you must create to get there, is the byproduct of that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me try to explain that. Let's say your ideal day is to travel and get paid to do it. So Emilia and I have already decided in advance that in our future, we want to travel. I asked her what she wants. I want to see the pyramids. I said, but I'm not going to travel now. I want to get paid to travel. I want to speak all over the world. Like, that's in my macro. And everything I'm doing on the daily is, hopefully, I believe, is getting me closer to that ultimate goal. So again, we can, and she's also decided to focus on making money now, just like me, so that one day we can travel more. And do that abundantly and not only travel, but get paid to do it so that it actually is sustainable so we can continue doing it. If you want a certain type of day, like remember you wanted to get up when you want,
yeah.
You wanted to go to the gym when you want, you didn't want to have to punch a time card.
I believe that was scratching the surface, chase your effing dreams.
Chase your effing.
If you guys want to go back and listen to it.
What, number seven?
I think it was seven. Yeah.
I think we listened to it on the way to Totally Well Show.
We did.
But the hard work that Kevin's had to put in for the last 3 years is a byproduct of that ultimate dream. And the day-to-day life that he now lives of not punching a time card, getting up when he wants, which happens to be 4:30 in the morning, apparently.
Yeah, I like it.
Right, and then going to the gym when he wants. Like, you need to choose a result in your future that the byproduct of that result will bring you the daily life that you really want. The key is to integrate these two, honestly, and make sure it's congruent with who you want to become, most importantly, because that's the thing that's going to make you the happiest or the saddest.
For me, man, the reason I get up early is a couple. I'm wired that way. I didn't go to college. So, like, after the age of 18, I was working at a gas station. We were open 6 to 2:30. I was up at 5 to get there. Then I worked as a personal trainer. Some days I had to open the shop at 7 in the morning. So I was up at 5:30. Then I worked as a truck driver. I had to be in Boston at 6 a.m. I left the house at 4:45.
Interesting.
Right? So, like, for me,
College class didn't start until noon.
That's
man.
Why people
sleep right on in.
You know, there's no sleeping in for the kid. I've been at this a hot minute. But for me, dude, just because you're listening to me on this podcast doesn't mean you can't be or you can't have a podcast that Alan and I listen to.
Right.
Right. This is 3 years in the making for me, and it's been difficult. It hasn't been easy, and I will never lie and say it is. But I want the results so bad. I want the results so bad that I'm willing to trade in. Like, look at this. We go to Brendon Burchard's networking event. I hate everything. The whole experience is brutal for me. Brutal.
Right.
I don't like flying. I don't like being in those rooms because it's just a lot of feedback. It's a lot of discomfort. We're driving up and down the West Coast. We're doing 7 podcasts in 6 days. You know, all
8
of
podcasts,
these things,
7 days.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But that experience is not enjoyable.
Right.
It's not a great experience. It's a great result, which then I can look back on and say, what a great experience.
Right.
And your life is that way too. But I just want it to be like, I want it to be known that this takes time to rewire.
Right.
This isn't like an overnight thing. Like, start by listening to our podcast in the morning instead of music. Start by listening to 5 minutes of an audiobook on the way home from work instead of tuning into your afternoon radio station.
Right.
Start small with this stuff. Start small, but make sure you're clear on whether you're experience-driven or results-driven and lock in on the result you want and double down on that thing.
And make sure the result you want is congruent with who you aspire to be. The question to ask on the job, as Jim Rohn would say, is not what am I getting here? It's also who am I becoming here?
Yeah.
And that goes for who you're spending time with, what books you're reading. The persons, places, things, and ideas that surround you are going to create you. So this is a powerful topic, man.
It's powerful. It's heavy. You might have to listen to this a couple times, but this is a very, very important thing. This is basically like feeling versus doing is what it is. Experience is feeling. Results is doing. You're not always going to feel like doing it.
Right.
But if you want that thing, it's not always a great experience doing check-ins.
Oh,
with
yeah.
your significant other, but the result we have decided in advance is we're going to have an extraordinary relationship.
Yep.
The experience that creates is extraordinary habits. That's all it is.
I would argue that we also set the intention to one day marry our significant others.
Yeah.
And I want people to realize that I'm so committed to not only being the best partner possible, but I actually genuinely, sincerely want to one day marry Emilia. Now, why would I invest every Sunday in a check-in or Saturday night, Sunday this past week, because we had to shift some things around, and gratitudes every single night? I must have worked for a half an hour writing my gratitudes for Emilia last night and then recording them, which is another 15 minutes. There was like 10 of them and they were pretty long. Why would I do that if I wasn't committed to her in every way possible? So the key is now... Can I be 100,000,000% certain that that's going to happen? No, but I have to want it.
Yeah.
You have to have that intention. Otherwise, you're not going to invest.
You
Why
can't
would
guarantee
you?
The result.
Right. You can't guarantee the result, but you can commit to it.
You can commit to the work.
Exactly.
Commit to the work. All right. Do your 10-second blip.
So I wrote on the whiteboard, you have to want the result more than the experience you must give up to get it.
Mm, fire.
We want extraordinary relationships. Therefore, we are willing to invest more every single day to make sure that result happens. And that experience of that result is wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great experience for us, and we hope we got the result across that we wanted to. Up next, we have a very special episode with a repeat guest, the one and only beautiful Summer Scalero, all the way from, I think, Dallas, Texas. We talked about her story. We talked about a lot of the changes that she has made lately. Like, she went back, or she went to teaching Pilates, but she's really elevated herself. She's in management positions. She's doing all these things. Her business is still running. This was a fire episode with somebody that we love and care about deeply.
Summer is such an extraordinary person. She has a podcast called She Lives Holy, and she definitely practices what she preaches. She's a wife. She's a dog mom. She's a leader of several Pilates studios, and she's one of those people who success seems to find her, but it's what she's doing behind the scenes. She's such a workhorse. Do not miss that episode. You're going to resonate strongly.
We hope you will enjoy, and we will talk to you on Sunday.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, it would mean the world to us if you would share this with your friends.
And if you have any questions, please reach out to Kevin or myself. Our contact information is in the show notes, and we can't wait to hear from you.
Guys, we wouldn't be able to do this without you, so if you would kindly leave us a review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyper-conscious.